new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yo, welcome to All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Man, listen, the name says it all. And if you're rocking with us, make sure you hit that alert and subscribe button right now on YouTube. And remember, you can find us anywhere where podcasts can be found. Pat P, man, let's get to our awesome show.
Let's get it.
Skull check in. Let's get it. It's time. The time is here. OTAs have clearly been upon us. Pat P's been participating in OTAs. Heck, I was even out there watching OTAs. But now, let's get to a little more serious vibe when it comes to practices. Mini camps. Pat P, the Minnesota Vikings, they just wrapped up their second day of mini camps. Clearly, the third day is chill. I'm hearing they will have like a barbecue. They might watch a little tape. But no one will put their cleats on and get on the football field and go through any reps, go through any plays. So the hard part of OTAs is mini camps. I'm sorry, it's over. Pat P, before we get into mini camp, I know you're a guy who loves to cook. I hear you guys got a barbecue prepared for tomorrow's activities.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get on the grill?
Nah, I ain't gonna get on the grill.
You gonna get a grill? Are you the best grill on the team?
I don't know that. I'm probably the best cook on the team for sure.
Okay.
I just cooked this fire Mardi Gras pasta last night too with a filet mignon from scratch too.
That was a filet mignon. How you like your steak?
Medium.
Well done, medium.
Medium, man. Okay. I gotta taste the flavor, man. I don't want to eat no hamburger. If I want to eat a hamburger, I'll go get my hamburger.
No doubt. Chef Pat P. Let's get a cooking show going. Chef Pat P.
What's Pat P gonna
cook today?
Yep.
No doubt. So let's get, hey man, our listeners and our viewers, man, they faithfully been waiting for this opportunity, one step closer to training camp, mini camp. You've been participating in mini camp the last 2 days. Let's individually speaking, Pat P, with you being a vet, what kind of purpose does mini camp serve for a veteran player like yourself?
Just honestly, shake off the cobwebs, you know, get your body back in sync, you know, ready for a season. And also with a new scheme, just pretty much learning, you know, your counterpartners, as far as your teammates, learning how people move, learning how other players see certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's been times already. Obviously, man, Harrison played a ton of football, but even last year when I first got here, you know, we see things the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to get time in with your, like I said, with your teammates to be able to, you know, when the game starts, when it's loud in the stadium, you know, adversity is against you. You know your guy's going to be there. You know he's going to fall into place because you did it so many times to where it's like second nature. So that's what's really important to me. And also just growing the continuity, you know, throughout the team. In my opinion, just makes you a closer team. So when times do get hard,
you become
closer together to help you get out of that situation.
And once upon a time in your career, you were a young player, inexperienced player. How is minicamp useful for younger guys?
Well, it's very useful for a younger guy because, like I said, you know, most especially guys who are coming into the league, you know, rookies, you know, it's totally different coming from a college scheme to an NFL scheme. It's a lot more talking, a lot more emotions, a lot, you know, you can't touch a receiver past 5 yards. So it's a lot of rules that you have to learn. So, you know, the springtime is very, very valuable to the young guys and, you know, and it helps get their feet wet to understand, you know, what they're getting themselves into when camp rolled around, because camp is a whole nother beast. You know, you know, spring now is like Coach BH always says, soccer practice. Mm-hmm. Now, when summertime come around, that's when the pads get put on, the intensity level goes up, the energy level goes up. Now that's when football is really played. And now that's when you kind of identify who can play, you know, with the hat, with the helmet on, with the pads on, going through adversity when it's hot, when they're tired. You know, that's when you really see, you know, the real, you know, football come out of you.
Yeah. And speaking of younger guys, what have you been able to see from some of the younger players, especially first rounder, who I guess we should nickname him Stacking Bodies and Mr. Lewis Seen. What have you been able to see from Lewis Seen and some of the other younger players now that you guys have collectively been on the field during minicamp?
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of great things from a lot of the great players. Lewis, you know, I believe he's going to be a great, great addition to the secondary. Caleb, Andrew, just getting out on the field, recovering from his injury.
Has Booth been able to do, you know, a little more than what he's been doing?
Yeah, I think he's done
in OTAs.
Yeah, I think he was getting a little bit more into it this week, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
they're on different fields from us, so it's kind of hard to see what they have going on. And when rookies have their meetings, that's when they're kind of watching their themselves. So
it's been kind of hard
to see. If you're not on our field, it's going to be hard for me to see what you got going on. But Lewis has been on our field consistently. Like I said, he's
stacking bodies.
Yeah, he's going to be a great, great addition to this defense and to the secondary. Can't wait to see him stack a few bodies on Sunday.
Oh, and let's highlight, you know, the guys that you're familiar with, the guys in your room, the cornerback room. You know, when you look at yourself and having an eye for talent, having an eye for production and consistency, what have you seen from Cam? What have you seen from some of the other guys that are fighting for time at the cornerback position?
Cam is getting there, man. Cam is definitely taking that step. You know, he's definitely taking that step. I believe being in this system is going to allow him to take, you know, either, you know, bigger step than he can imagine, but he's just have to believe it. And you know, make it come into fruition and continue working at it, because I believe what this defense give, you know, us corners ability to do, it takes the go ball off of us right away. And you know what I mean by that is, being in a single high defense, the quarterback just going to pick a side he want to go to, because the middle of the field, you got a safety just covering the middle of the field. So now he knows the corners are on the island, per se. So now, being in this defense, we're stealing a second from a quarterback every time we line up. He'll never know what defense we're going to be in. So what I mean,
and Pat P, why is that important for corners, stealing a second?
Because from the quarterback? Now you're taking away the go ball, because that's automatically one of the throws that the quarterback wants when he sees a single high. So now you have two safeties. Now you're taking away that go ball. So now once you take away the go ball, now you're forcing the quarterback to go through all of his progressions. Mm-hmm. And if you have Z and Daniil up front, he ain't going to have much time to come off that go and go through your progression. So I think this scheme is going to allow Cam and myself to have a hopefully a good season.
Yeah. And that's well said, because coming from Pittsburgh and the defenses that I've been a part of, defenses that were known to sack quarterbacks and create turnovers, when you make the quarterback think, that puts the guys in the secondary in a better situation. When you show your hand to these elite-like
players, like, I'm going right there.
Quarterback,
I'm going
they know
right
where
here.
They're going. Mm-hmm. But if you make them think, along with being able to put pressure on them, and they know they don't have enough time to go through every progression to dissect what's in the back end, now the guys in the secondary will be big time, will have opportunities to make big time plays and be in position to make plays. So that's well said. I'm excited. I think, and I told you this, when you guys were able to go get Smith, the defense improved dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly. And now when you look at Daniil and Smith being healthy, oh, man, hey, make it hot so we can squat in the back end, squat on these routes. Man, give us an inside look, myself, all our listeners on YouTube, people listening to us, you know, through their podcast platform. Are there any highlights or other observations, standout performances that you've seen, like, from minicamp? Is there a moment that stuck out, you like, oh, Justin Jefferson made a big play. That was a cool route. He routed somebody up. Someone came up with a huge interception or a big time throw from any of the quarterbacks? Are there any particular highlights or standout moments that you've seen from these two practices during minicamp?
I'll probably say the one that just happened today.
What happened today?
As a defense, we didn't have a we dropped a couple of interceptions all OTAs. You know, I was a victim of one of them.
Mm-hmm. You dropped a pick?
But yeah, I mean, I didn't necessarily drop it, but it touched my fingertips. But if it touched my fingertips, I got to touch. I got to catch.
Yeah. So and then I'm gonna tell you like this, Pat P. The standard for you when it comes to dropping a pick might not be the standard for an average NFL.
Oh no, that's why I say I dropped it.
You dropped it. What was the penalty for dropping the pick?
Oh, I did 10.
No. I'm going to put you on game right now.
We ain't spring, man. This ain't camp yet.
Huh?
Yeah, spring, man. We ain't camp yet, man.
Pat P. Pat P, the standard is Glendale, Arizona, right? Is that not the standard? Yes or no, Mac? Just hit me.
We start the fining system in training camp. That's all I'm saying.
No. That's the fining system needs to start now.
That's always been a rule, Matt, because we always said, like, you never know who is going to be on the team.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, I understand.
So that's why it's training camp.
I understand that. But my thing is this: whatever happens in mini camp, OTAs, leading into training camp, and if someone is not there during the regular season, oh well, their donation is highly accepted, and we're thankful for their donation. That's how I see it. So I feel like the fining system and listeners and viewers, what we're talking about is anytime you have a mistake in practice, you drop an interception, you get beat deep, a misassignment, a mental error, you get fined. So for us in Pittsburgh, I think you drop a pick in Pittsburgh, it's like $20. Like if you got beat, it's probably like 15 or 20 or something like that. That could be the general number. So we put it all in the fine pot. And at the end of the season, that money goes to help with the rookie dinner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the finest system. And Pat P dropped the pick today. And I think Pat P should have to put $20 in the fine pot. Let us know how y'all feel.
I didn't drop the pick today, but.
You just said you dropped the pick.
I dropped a pick, but I thought you said I dropped a pick today, like as in today's practice.
Oh, so you dropped the pick yesterday?
No, I dropped the pick. That was last week, actually.
Oh, so that was I was asking you, give me a highlight from the last 2 days.
I'll try to give you the highlight. Trying to go on to the fine and stuff.
Yeah, I did. You're right. I got off track. Let's get back on navigation. Where the GPS at?
What happened was.
I got off track.
The hottest moment in the last 2 days. My boy Perry, it's literally the last play we're doing our 2 minute drive or whatever, 2 minute scenario. Offense get all the way down to like the 7 yard line, third down. 16 seconds to go. They got a score. It's 14-10. We up. No timeouts left. Cullen takes the snap. And they've been killing us with this route all spring. And we knew
what kind of route is it? What kind of route was it?
They call it it's like a spin seven. So it's they're in the bunch. The receiver is diving hard in to run the seven. The tight end is attacking the corner.
And that seven is a corner route.
Yeah, viewers, seven is the corner route. The back is flaring out. So what they're trying to do on the 7 yard line, the corner is supposed to have a seven, but with the guy they're removing number one, pushing him inside pretty much under everybody, and driving the tight end straight towards me to steal my eyes and have that seven right behind me wide open. But we had they ass today. We put in the coverage, threw it right to my boy. All the defensive players ran on the field, so it was great energy. The last play of, like I said,
a great way to end practice.
It was crazy.
Great way. Who was the quarterback? You remember?
Cullen.
Okay. That's a great way to end practice. If you end practice on a pick six,
yeah, man, it was nice.
Man, great way, great insight. Last question for you, Pat P, before we let you go. We know you got to get to meetings and everything. We know the team has to get better overall when it comes to situational football. But is there something specific as a defensive unit you guys have been focusing on to improve that element from a year ago?
Just being super aware of the situation and just always being in attack mode. You know, we can't be passive in certain situations. There will be times where you can be passive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can't be passive all the time. So understanding the scenario, understanding this how many, the scenario, the situation, how many timeouts the team have, how much time is on the clock, what can hurt you, what you have to protect.
Yeah.
And things like that. And I believe having, Coach Ed, who defense has been, top 10 in every category, wherever he's been, top two in the red zone, wherever he's been, really, really efficient on third downs, wherever he's been. So he has a recipe. So now it's just going to be on the players now to go out there, and execute the game plan. Because like I said, what his scheme allow us to do is steal that second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to allow us to be that much better. Because like you said, when you're able to steal a second and make the quarterback think, it makes the pass rusher job much easier because he's holding the ball much longer, and he makes the secondary job much easier because now he's making ill-advised throws.
No question. Hey, and I can say this much, being with you throughout your entire professional career, I don't think I recall a time in past years you've been
never.
You seem to be this excited.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something else.
What you thought about to say?
I ain't never had no pass rushers like this.
Oh, yeah, we know two dynamic.
Yeah,
like, guys that can take over the game. Nah, this is your first time doing this, but
yeah.
I don't recall you ever being this excited about this upcoming year and where you guys can go. I'm trying to think. I mean, when Carson was there in Arizona, you guys clearly was relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Expectations were high. But just the excitement, I think, when it comes to the defense that you're now part of,
yeah,
the personnel and the vibe.
Yeah.
We stout, facility.
Man. We stout. We got dogs, and you got guys who's been through the ranks, like guys who've been like through some shit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. has been in some big time games, some meaningful games. And when you have guys like that, man, in my opinion, it just makes the team much better. Because I know guys want, everybody want to go young. That ain't the answer all the time. Like, you got to have guys that
good mixture.
Yeah, you got to have the perfect mixture to the perfect mixture of older guys to help those younger guys grow up and to be, hopefully, us one day.
No question. Well, hey, Pat, what's next on the schedule? I know you guys have the barbecue for the final day of mini camp. Do you have any OTAs left on the schedule, or the next time you guys
done.
Come together is training camp?
Nah, we done. Honestly, we'll see each other July. What coach say? July 26th after tomorrow.
And that's when it gets serious.
Yes, sir.
That's when it gets serious.
Baby, let's get it.
Okay. Well, fans, listeners, football fans, Pat P fans, Viking fans, fans of the podcast. You heard it here coming from the legend, Pat P. And if you guys, I want to get the fans involved because I love fan participation. If you guys believe that Pat P in the secondary should start utilizing the fine element before training camp, let us know. I, for one, vote for yes. They should be fine during the offseason right now for dropping interceptions or getting beat or mental errors. So if you guys agree with me in the YouTube comments, let us know. And then Pat P got it. He got to insert it.
All right. Deal.
Deal? That's a deal?
Deal.
That's a deal. Hey, all things covered. Listeners and viewers, appreciate you joining us for this outstanding mini camp recap with our very own Pat P. Pat P has to get right back to work, finish off the meetings, get ready for a barbecue tomorrow in which he will not be cooking, and he will be coming to a golf course near you. You better believe
somewhere
that.
Somewhere near you, for sure.
Somewhere near you. Lake Tahoe. Where we at? Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, Lake Tahoe, July 6th, I believe, through the 11th.
We might do a show from Lake Tahoe. Who knows?
I might come to Lake Tahoe
and do a show. I can tell you this much. I ain't playing golf. I'm driving the cart.
Hey, we don't drive no cars. We walk everywhere, Cap. Ain't no carts.
What?
Yeah, ain't no carts. We walking.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that. That don't even make sense.
Yeah,
we got
walking,
a golf
man.
Cart. I'm driving. I'll be at the hotel. I'll wait for you. I'm not doing that.
Hey. You got a casino there. I know you like to gamble.
Say no. Well, you know where Mac Main going to be at. Dude.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm at. I'm going to be right where I need to be. Holla at me when you're done, Pat P. Hey, Pat P, appreciate you for your time. All things good, listeners and viewers. Guess what? We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.